Hi, I'm Carlos, here to discuss creating set files for WindowEyes. This time we're going to talk about the Key Label Dictionary. First I'm going to open my WordPad with my Start Menu.
Start Menu.
P for Program.
P equals Programs, pull down. A equals Accessories, pull down.
Enter.
C equals Communications, pull down.
And W.
W. Menu closed. Menu closed. Button. Desktop. List view. My computer. 1 of 35 no selected item. WordPad. Rich edit.
And here we are at WordPad. Now, entering entries into the Key Label Dictionary is a lot similar to adding entries into the Word Exception and the Character Dictionary, in that you tell WindowEyes what you wish to enter and then tell it what you wish WindowEyes to announce whenever it comes across that item. We can enter the Key Label Dictionary by pressing Ctrl-Shift-E. That'll bring up a dialog where we can choose our exceptions or Key Label Dictionary, or you can go through the WindowEyes control panel, that's control backslash, and go to the file menu through Alt and then F, and then you can arrow down to the dictionary menu and then choose which dictionary, the exception, character, or key label dictionary that you wish to open. But the control shift E is a bit quicker, so that's what I'm going to use.
Button. E equals exception dictionary. Dialog dictionary selection. Dialog graphic default button. E equals exception dictionary. Dialog button. C equals character dictionary. Dialog button. K equals key label dictionary. Dialog button. Cancel.
Okay, so now I'm going to tab till I get to the key label dictionary.
Button. C equals character dictionary. Dialog. Button. K equals key label dictionary. Dialog.
And press enter.
Rich edit. A equals associated file. Dialog edit key label dictionary.
Now, with the word exception and the character dictionary, we typed in a word or typed in a character that we wished to replace. However, the key label dictionary is a little different in that you type the key that you wish to replace. By default, we're on a button that says capture key when we enter the key label dictionary. So all we have to do is press enter.
Press a key.
And here we are at press a key. Now let's say I wish to have Control F4 announce closing document whenever I press Control F4. So now all I'm going to do is press Control and F4 together, as you normally would.
Read-only edit box O equals original Control F4.
Now we're placed in the original read-only edit box, and it tells us our entry, Control F4. So now let's tab.
Edit box R equals replacement.
This is the replacement, what we wish WindowEyes to announce whenever we press Control F4. So now I'm going to type closing document
O C U T
and press enter.
Read only. Edit box A equals associated file WordPad point key.
Now this is the associated key label dictionary, WordPad.key, and that's because this is already created for us. There are some entries that are already in the WordPad key label dictionary to add more feedback to WordPad. So let's tab.
Read only. Edit box C equals current file.
Current file, let's tab.
List box, U equals current dictionaries, WordPad point key 2 of 2.
Now this is the current dictionaries list box, which right now it's on the WordPad.key dictionary. Now notice it said 2 of 2, meaning that this is the second item of two items in the list. So that means there's an item above that. So we can press the up arrow key.
Key lab point key, 1 of 2.
And this is the key lab, K-E-Y-L-A-B dot K-E-Y dictionary. Now this is the dictionary that would be used if we didn't have a WordPad.key dictionary already. But since we have one, and that's what we wish to enter our entry into, let's press the down arrow key until we get back to the WordPad.key.
WordPad point key 2 of 2.
Here we are. Now this is used just for the WordPad set file. If we wanted it to be more of a global thing, we could put it into the keylab.key, but we just want it to affect WordPad, because closing document really wouldn't sound right in Real Player, for example. So let's press tab.
Button. E equals add entry.
And we want to add our entry into this dictionary, so we can press enter.
Button. E equals capture key.
And it places us back on the capture key button. Now to test this out, we can go to OK. I'm going to shift tab two times because it's quicker to shift tab than tab through all the items. I'm going to shift tab.
Button cancel. Button OK.
And press enter.
Document WordPad. Rich edit. Arrow.
Now we can test our key. Press Control F4.
Closing document.
And there you have it. WindowEyes announces closing document whenever we press Control F4. Now, keep in mind, typically, and programs such as WordPad, you don't want to add a key label to the alphanumeric keys, such as alphabet keys and the number keys and things of that nature. Typically, you want to add these to keys such as we just did, Control F4, or maybe you wish F1 to announce help, for example. Things of that nature. Now keep in mind, if you do ever want to relabel keys, such as in the Winamp set file for WindowEyes, keys are relabeled. That's because typically you're not typing letters into the main window. So X would be play, C would be pause, V could be stop. Things of that nature. So it all depends on which application you're in. If you're wondering what's the difference between labeling keys with the key label dictionary and the character dictionary, is that the key label dictionary announces the key as you press it. The character dictionary would announce the character's name, whether you review it with the arrow keys and things of that nature. So that's the main difference there. So that's the key label dictionary. WindowEyes also has a graphic dictionary where you can enter names for graphics that don't already have a name. For example, let's press the number 7 on our number pad.
Top left.
By the way, the numlock is off. So now we're at the top left corner of our document, of our window. If I press insert and 6, insert being the 0 on the number pad, hold that down and press the number 6 to move our mouse to the right.
Graphic.
We get a graphic. If I want to label this graphic, all I have to do is press Control-Shift-E, and you might say, well, that sounds familiar. That's the same key that brought up the dialog that had the exception, character, and key label dictionary buttons. Well, that is very true. However, if your mouse is on a graphic, when you press Control-Shift-E, WindowEyes will take you into the graphic label dialog. You want to make sure your mouse is not on a graphic if you wish to enter a word exception, key label, or character entry into those dictionaries. So let's press Control-Shift-E.
Edit box P equals speech dialog, enter graphic description.
Now it said enter graphic description, and it also said that we're on the speech. This is the speech graphic label. This is because WindowEyes has a way of labeling a graphic for speech and for Braille if you're using a Braille display. So right now, by default, we're placed into the speech edit box to type in a graphic label for speech. So I'm going to type in, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to type test.
T-E-S-T.
Because I really don't know what that graphic is, but this is just for example purposes. Now I'm going to press tab.
Checkbox. Object. S equals silence graphic.
Now this is the silence graphic checkbox. If this box is checked, WindowEyes will not acknowledge this graphic. It won't say graphic. It won't say the label that we put to this graphic. It will just kind of ignore it. So that's what this checkbox does. If we press tab again.
Checkbox. Object. X equals exclude from lines.
This is the exclude from lines checkbox. A lot of times, if you're in a document, such as WordPad, and you're reading along with the read to end, sometimes you might hear things like a graphic at the end of a line. You'll hear a line of text, you hear graphic, you hear another line of text, then you'll hear graphic again. And that's kind of disruptive. It kind of messes up the flow of whatever you're reading. And sometimes it could cause the line to repeat. So basically what you would want to do in that case is position your mouse pointer on that graphic, which might be a scroll bar, or scroll button, or something of that nature. Then come into the graphic label with Control-Shift-E and check this checkbox that says exclude from lines. Now sometimes you would also want to choose the silence graphic checkbox as well, and that should eliminate your problem of having scroll down arrow or graphic spoken in the middle of whatever you're reading. Let's tab again.
Edit box. B equals Braille.
Now this is the Braille edit box, where we can edit a Braille label for our graphic. This is very, very useful, especially if you're using an 18 or 20 cell Braille display. You might want your speech to announce a graphic as, say, reply in an email program, but that would take up quite a bit of space on a small Braille display. So you might just want RE, for example, to show on your Braille display to represent the graphic of reply. Let's tab.
Checkbox. Object D equals silence graphic.
This is the silence graphic. Again, this would cause WindowEyes to ignore that graphic altogether. This is for the Braille graphic. Press tab again.
Checkbox. Object. F equals exclude from lines.
This would exclude that graphic from lines of text, such as in Word or WordPad. Tab again.
Read only. Edit box A equals associated file WordPad point draw.
This is the Associated Graphic Dictionary, and it's the WordPad.gra dictionary. If we were to enter our label, it would go right into the WordPad.gra graphic dictionary. Let's tab again.
Read only. Edit box C equals current speech file WordPad.gra.
This is the current speech file, and it's WordPad.gra. Press tab again.
Read only. Edit box R equals current braille file WordPad.gra.
And the current braille file is the same, WordPad.gra. Tab.
List box U equals current speech dictionaries. WordPad.gra 202.
This is the WordPad.gra. This is just for WordPad. If we use the up arrow as it announced 2 of 2, meaning there's something above this.
Graphic.gra 102.
This is the graphic.gra. This is kind of the overall graphic dictionary, if there isn't already a graphic dictionary associated with this program. So we want to enter this into the WordPad.gra, so I'm going to arrow back down.
WordPad.gra 202.
And press tab.
List box. D equals current braille dictionaries. WordPad.gra 202.
This is for the braille dictionary. We could enter this graphic label into the graphic.gra for braille, if we wish. We could arrow up. But I still want to enter this into the WordPad.gra graphic dictionary.
Button. Okay.
I just press tab, and now we can press enter.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
So now we can test that by pressing the number 7 on our number pad.
Top left.
And pressing insert and 6 on the number pad.
Test.
And it announced our graphic as test. Now, if I change my mind, I wish to have that just say graphic. Just pretend like I never entered that in the first place. All I have to do is press Ctrl-Shift-E again.
Edit box. P equals speech test dialog. Enter graphic description.
And we heard test, which is already in this edit box. All I have to do is hit my backspace key.
T.
And that's gone. And then just press enter.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
And press the number 7 on the number pad again.
Top left.
Insert 6.
Graphic.
And we have graphic once again, just like we never entered a graphic in the first place. Another thing dealing with graphics is the auto label graphic feature. And that, by default, is Insert G. If I press Insert G right now...
Graphic. New. Graphic. Graphic open. Save print. Print preview. Find. Cut. Copy paste. Undo daytime new auto label graphics finished.
It just labeled graphics that had tooltips associated with them. Whenever I use my mouse, it would announce the graphics that were just labeled. Now, if we wish to save changes to our graphic dictionary, we need to go into the Windowize control panel. And this is for set file in any dictionaries, for that matter.
Windowize active WordPad.000 associated WordPad.000.
And go to the file menu with Alt F.
F. O equals open pull down.
You can arrow down to the save menu.
C equals close pull down. S equals save pull down.
And press enter.
S equals set file.
Now this is set file. Just save our set file, but it wouldn't save our dictionaries. Compress the down arrow and we get a handy option.
But equals set file with all dictionaries.
We can save the set file in all dictionaries. The key label, the word exceptions, the character, and the graphic dictionary, along with the set file. We can arrow down.
C equals character dictionary.
We would just save the character dictionary alone.
H equals all character dictionaries.
And I'm arrowing down through this list. This is all character dictionaries.
E equals exception dictionary.
Exception dictionary.
X equals all exception dictionaries.
All exception dictionary. So you get the picture. It has the single item, and then it has all of the items listed. So that's very, very handy. I'm not actually going to save this. I'm going to actually press my Alt key to get out of the menu.
Menu closed.
And press Escape.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Hope you'll join us again next week.